Interesting, just with the wet. You know, it's been a while since we've been in the rain. I guess Roval last year we had some race in the rain, but haven't really ever practiced in the rain in order to get a better mindset for what it takes and get a better feel for what it takes. But so far today, so good. Felt pretty good out there, being able to get some laps with the Cup car, and then be able to go out there and qualify the Xfinity car, and now get ready for both races.
We're going to take some questions here from the media for you, and we will kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kyle, I mean, how were conditions overall in the sense, like, did you feel safe? Like, were there times you couldn't see? And do you have major concerns, or are you good with if it rains the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can't see. It's not terrible seeing through the S's when you're following a couple guys, but I've only ever followed a couple guys, and they've been kind of spread out, not being 15th in line trying to follow guys, so that's definitely going to be an issue. And then down the backstretch, as soon as you start accelerating out of turn 11 and heading down the backstretch, the spray that you see past 60, 70 miles an hour, you're just blind. I mean, even like I was there out there in qualifying behind Harrison, and Harrison was the only one in front of me by a good stretch to the next guy in front of him, and I couldn't see. I was just looking at the guardrails trying to figure out where I was. I could kind of see where the racetrack was, but your reference points for where your braking zones are and stuff like that is washed out. You can't see any of that stuff. So you're playing it by ear the whole time. So it's, when you're, I mean, shoot, if you're third on back in the Xfinity race coming off of turn 11 here at the start and it's raining, it's going to be chaos getting down into 12, just not being able to see.
I mean, so is it fun? Is it challenge? Is it ridiculous? Is it, I mean, points are given and trophies given.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of the above, really. I mean, is it optimum conditions? No, certainly not, but it's the same for everybody. I mean, obviously, if you're the guy out front, you got the cleanest track, but you've earned that. So I think just a matter of being able to, I wish there was a better way of us being able to see through the spray. Our cars put up such a spray, and the windshield, I haven't even run a windshield wiper because I know it doesn't do anything. So you're just trying to keep that windshield as clean as you can. And trying to find your way about being able to see around everything. And once you get to the slower sections, the 30, 40, 50 mile an hour sections, that's not bad. The spray doesn't really kick up too terrible. It stays pretty low, that you have a good sense of being able to see where you're at.
All right, we'll take our next question from Alan Cavana. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Kyle, for a veteran like yourself, what's the biggest benefit of doing double duty this weekend?
Well, being able to come to a new track, obviously. I kind of, when everything was announced about coming here, honestly, I wanted to run the truck race because I've never won a truck race on a road course. So I wanted to run the truck race here, but they made it a triple truck challenge. So that locked me out. So had to fight Ty Gibbs for the seat of this 54 car for this weekend. So, obviously, as well as he's been running and Coy and those guys wanting him to run here and get experience, he loves road racing too. So I'm glad I was able to steal that from him. But overall, it was kind of perfect scenario of coming here with Cup cars for the first time, being able to get it in the Xfinity series, having practice in both of those. So it's been a really good weekend for us.
Even after all these years, experience does matter, even for a veteran.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing like track time. I mean, when you come out here and you look at the track, I mean, yesterday I was running all in the dry, so I have all my braking points set and all my turn in set and everything set off the dry and where the rubber was kind of being laid down on the racetrack. But today it's all wash, it's all water. So you're starting over. But at least you have a little bit of a sense of where some of that stuff is and trying to pick out those visuals that you can really count on each and every day.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us, Kyle. Curious about driver comfort in the cockpit. I mean, clearly that's not number one for people on the outside, but for yourself, comfortability is going to help you perform better. So what are you doing just to try to stay dry and to keep the fog at a minimum?
Yeah, just the defog device that the guys have in the car for the windows, just a couple fans to make sure the window stays clear as it can. Honestly, there, the Cup car and my Xfinity car throughout practice, my visor was fogging up from the inside. So we've got a little bit of an issue on that. But I popped my visor open and I could see fine. But there's also water that shoots in through the window that gets on your visor. So you're kind of always dealing with water spots, whether it be on your windshield or on your visor, a little bit of fog on the visor. So there's all of those elements that that are certainly a challenge that we're working through and trying to figure out what we can do with the helmet right now. But, you know, it might just be that we run open visor and let her eat.
And Gabe Hart was on the Toyota Zoom earlier this week, and he mentioned Hendrick three different occasions, if not more. And I'm just wondering, do you feel like Hendrick is back to the point of where they had dominance in years past, or do you still think it's a rebuilding situation for them?
No, I feel like they're, I feel like they're definitely, you know, the team to beat. They've won 550 races. They've won 750 races. They've been really fast. So those guys have definitely got it turned up and have got it going on. So Larson obviously leading the most laps, being the most competitive of that bunch, hasn't won as much, but I still think that those guys are probably, you know, the top team right now. Maybe not week in, week out, but on a more often than not occasion. And, you know, so it's going to be a fight to be reckoned with here throughout the remainder of the regular season.
Appreciate your time, champ.
All right, I'm actually going to read you a question here from Jerry Jordan. Kyle, you were here in a show car and a Camry a few weeks ago, and it was dry. Now it's wet, but there have also been other changes with turning points markers. Is there anything you can use from the dry runs to help with help in the wet?
Yeah, when we were here with those show cars, I mean, those show cars were crate engines. The transmissions were for ovals. The setup was just tires straight up and down, no camber or nothing, but and then the ride heights were way off. Obviously they didn't even travel. So about all you got, we were just making laps. I think we ran like a 2:50, which is slower than what we're doing even here in the rain. So, but what's weird, I don't understand what happened, is when we were here for that show car test, and then also there was another TA2 test a week later, from then all the braking markers are changed. I don't know who decided to come in here and change everything, but it's SMI. So imagine that they just go off and do whatever the hell they want to do every week. So no braking markers are the same. Even some of the paint's kind of different. You know, there's marks on the wall that are similar, but I wasn't paying attention to those until now. So, you know, it's all over the board, but just trying to remember and remark all of my marks yesterday in the dry to kind of get set up for what I was hoping was going to be a dry weekend, but obviously it's wet. So that's constantly changing in the wet. You know, every time you go down a corner or straightaway, whatever, depending on how rainy it is, how heavy the rain is, will dictate on where you need to start slowing down and stopping for the corner. So it's always a guessing game.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. Hey, Kyle, you were talking about the difficulty in seeing, and I'm curious, especially on the faster portions of the racetrack, what's that like? Because it looked like during practice with the splitter, it was kind of kicking water up into the windshield.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, when you get on the brakes, heavy brakes, it kind of slams down and starts scooping the water a little bit. So yeah, that happens. I mean, you can mitigate that. You can raise your front end a little bit and not have that happen as much. So we might look into that as far as what, you know, what it looks like for tomorrow. If it's going to be a dry race, I bet we leave it alone. If it's going to be a wet race, we might want to pick that up just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is just, as I said earlier, when you're above, say, 80, 90 miles an hour, you really can't see a whole lot with the spray. But once you get back down, you know, below that, even into the 60, 50 mile an hour range, it's not terrible. You can see fairly well. So it's, you know, it's treacherous as anything, you know, with vision. And grip for that matter. Just sometimes, you know, again, the rain being heavier in some areas of the track than others, you kind of always got to look for the lay of the land and what the surface looks like.
All right, we'll take a final question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
Kyle, hitting on the perfect setup is a Herculean task, even with ideal weather conditions. But so what kind of a wrench does weather throw in, does rain throw in for trying to find the ideal setup?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can really find the ideal setup for rain. I think it's all about how you work the rain, how you work the lines, how you work the brakes, the gas, all that sort of stuff. You can improve your setup a little bit, but it's so hard to know if it's going to be a dry race or a wet race. I mean, we're looking at the weather for tomorrow. It don't look good to be a dry race, obviously, but you never know. Yesterday was supposed to rain all day and it was dry all day. So, It's just a matter of working through some of that stuff. And, you know, the tire change is obviously the greatest change. When you put those slicks on, you just get so much more grip and you get so much more weight transfer through the different corners and things that you can really work the setup a lot more than versus in the rain. You're going so slow that you're just on top of ice, just trying to keep track of going straight. So, you know, I think the biggest things that kind of play into the craziness already of road racing and strategies of road racing is the weather. And just, you know, guys going off, guys running into guys trying to outbreak guys, contact here, wherever. So, you know, we'll see how all that goes.
All right. Thank you. And sorry for being such a stammering mess.
You're all good.
All right, Kyle. Well, thank you so much for taking some time. We wish you the best of luck and congratulations on the poll. Best of luck today and tomorrow.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. And to all of the media, thank you guys for hanging with us. As a reminder, I'll have all of the audio and video from all of these media availabilities on NASCARmedia.com shortly. And we will see you guys back here for NASCAR Camping World Truck Series post-race. Thank you guys so much.